It's Patrick Hutzel from intensivecarehotline.com, where we instantly improve the lives for families of critically ill patients in intensive care so that you can make informed decisions, have peace of mind, real power, real control, and so that you can influence decision-making fast, even if you're not a doctor or a nurse in intensive care. In the last blog, I talked about, are you itching to make informed decisions, get peace of mind, control, power, and influence when your loved one is critically ill in intensive care? You can check out the last blog by clicking on the link below this video. In this week's blog, I want to share another testimonial with you that we had from one of our subscribers at intensivecarehotline.com. And the title of the testimonial is, I can't thank you enough for your wonderful website. It's another testimonial from a very happy reader, and it's another testimony that you don't know what you don't know when your loved one is critically ill in intensive care. This testimonial goes to show that if you are not doing your own research, if you are not looking for answers beyond the limited information the intensive care team is sharing with you, you will continue to feel depressed, feel vulnerable, and you will continue to struggle to come to terms with what is happening. Most importantly, you will never be in a position to make informed decisions, get peace of mind, control, power, and influence. So, I'll read out the testimonial from Vonnie, and it pretty much speaks for itself. Vonnie writes, Dear Patrick, I can't thank you enough for your wonderful website. It has brought me great, great peace and understanding. I do know what the reasons are and why your website is aimed at someone like me. I was just in a very bad place and I was very confused. On some levels, I did understand what was happening, although I didn't understand why. All that you say on your blogs and videos has been happening with my sister. When I googled aggression, intensive care, COPD, I didn't dare to think that there would be any suitable responses. Within an instant, you turned my world around, from constantly crying to absolute relief. Your website, intensivecarehotline.com, is nothing short of a miracle. That anyone could put themselves out there so very much is, as I say, a miracle. To give the facts is absolutely fantastic. But to offer so much support, well, at last I didn't feel so alone. Undescribable. The biggest thank you in the world to you, with kind regards from Vonnie Dreyfus. P.S. I don't know if this is suitable for a testimonial or how I would make one. If this is suitable, I would be very, very happy for it to be used. And that's what I've done. So, how can you become the best advocate for your critically ill loved one, make informed decisions, get peace of mind, control, power, and influence quickly whilst your loved one is critically ill in intensive care? You get to that all-important feeling of making informed decisions, get peace of mind, control, power, and influence when you download your free instant impact report now by entering your email below. In your free instant impact report, you learn quickly how to make informed decisions, get peace of mind, real power, and real control quickly, and how you can influence decision-making fast whilst your loved one is critically ill in intensive care. Your free instant impact report gives you in-depth insight that you must know whilst your loved one is critically ill or is even dying in intensive care. Sign up and download your free instant impact report now by entering your email below. In your free Instant Impact Report, you learn how to speak the secret intensive care language so that the doctors and the nurses know straight away that you are an insider and that you know and understand what's really happening in intensive care. In your free report, you will also discover how to ask the doctors and the nurses the right questions, discover the many competing interests in intensive care, and how your critically ill loved one's treatment may depend on those competing interests. How to eliminate fear, frustration, stress, struggle, and vulnerability, even if your loved one is dying. You get 5 mind-blowing tips and strategies helping you to get on the right path to making informed decisions, get peace of mind, control, power, and influence fast in your situation. You'll get real-world examples that you can easily adapt to your and your critically ill loved one's situation. How to stop being intimidated by the intensive care team and how you will be seen as equals. You'll get crucial behind-the-scenes insight so that you know and understand what's really happening in intensive care and how you need to manage doctors and nurses in intensive care, and it's not what you think. Thank you for tuning into this week's blog, and I'll see you again next week in another update. Make sure you also check out our Your Questions Answered section, where I answer your questions, or simply send me an email to support@intensivecarehotline.com with your questions. Or you can call me. Find international phone numbers on our contacts tab. Also, check out our ebook section, where you get more ebooks, videos, and audio recordings, and where you can also get one-on-one counseling and consulting with me via Skype, over the phone, and via email by clicking on the email and phone counseling tabs on the top of the website. This is Patrick Hutzel from intensivecarehotline.com, and I'll see you again next week in another update.